Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College presents Liberty Mail with the student fellows of Faith and Freedom.
CPAC is underway and has gathered Americans from across the country to be here in National Harbor, centering around conservative values and the future of America, especially as the 2024 election comes up. I'm here on the ground and have spent the past 2 days here and have been able to talk to a lot of people that have decided to attend this year who explained their concern for the future of America and expressed wanting to be anchored on the foundation of American values and to preserve those and promote them, especially to the next generation as they grow up and prepare to be leaders going forward. At CPAC, I was able to interview Jennifer Gilardi, who is writing for the American Spectator now and also has written pieces for the Epic Times. She has a really interesting story about why she left the left.
Quite a long story, but the short story is I grew up in a very conservative household. I didn't grow up with religion, but my parents were pretty strict and, you know, on the straight and narrow. And I feel like I had a little bit of a wild soul. So as children do, I think I rebelled and I moved out to California after my first job after college. I went to a very conservative university in Virginia also. And I got out to California. And long story short, I just kind of got sucked into the progressive movement. You know, it was one thing after the other, and I was a dancer growing up, so I was definitely more on the entertainment side. I didn't go out to California to become a banker. So I was involved in the entertainment industry. And then I ended up in the fitness kind of and health industry and did a lot of on-camera work, very kind of by proxy in the entertainment world, and trained some celebrities and worked with some celebrities. And it's like a slow, I always say people, it doesn't happen overnight. It's like a slow drip of progressive feeding, and you want to be a good person. And I was also lost. I was seeking. And I was, what I now know is seeking God and more specifically Jesus. But I looked for it in every other place but Christianity. And I had been baptized Greek Orthodox, but wasn't, like I said, raised with religion. So I didn't have that foundation in my, you know, my mom did that deliberately. She said, I wanted you to find it on your own. But I went looking everywhere else for it but Jesus. And really, you know, prayed to false idols. I made other things and felt kind of into the yoga cult somewhat. It's hard when you talk about cults because most people think of Jeffrey Dahmer, you know. But it's not one of the ones that makes the news. But there are, like, elements of very, you know, varying degrees of cults, right? My guru wasn't sexually abusing people, but it was that very, like, I traveled all around the country and the world, trips to India, to follow this man and this teacher.
Yes, and everyone worships something, as we talked about.
Yes, correct. Everybody's worshiping something. So, I mean, I went down the yoga, spirituality, meditation, all the way into psychedelics.
What was it that brought you out of that? It tuned you into Christianity.
Yeah, in like 2020, I became what I like to call Jesus curious. I had watched an episode of The Chosen.
Okay.
And that first episode where he meets Mary Magdalene, someone who really needed to repent and change her ways, and that I felt was me. It was like someone was ripping a knife out of my heart. And started just kind of God brought people in my life that really directed me in that way. And then it was really COVID and the lockdowns. I mean, as a health expert and professional, I'm thinking, this doesn't seem to have anything to do with health.
Why are we shutting down society?
Correct, for something that I don't see anybody, I know people are, but look at who it is. It's elderly people. It's people with metabolic dysfunction that have two or more.
Right, like to hike a
Oh yeah, I couldn't even. I lived in Topanga Canyon, and like I couldn't go
that?
Hiking.
Nature
yeah,
is
yeah.
Bad for your health now.
I know, yeah. Which was the very antithesis to everything I knew, being a nutritionist and a health person, and then seeing people in my own industry like scared crapless of this thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're healthy. So I started questioning. There was another incident that happened around the George Floyd thing, and I was just like, something's not right. Something's not right. And so, you know, I went down the rabbit hole, started listening to Joe Rogan podcast,
yep.
Started listening to Jordan Peterson. You know, he wasn't only speaking to men, he's speaking to women who have lost their way. And I kind of went back to the basics of like, I need to take action. I need to have more discipline in my life. It's fun to be a free spirit, but without any boundaries, you know, you are just wild and loose and out of control. I mean, I think what ended up happening is the discipline I had as a child, that very structured life that I rebelled against, ended up probably saving my life, because there was a certain like guilt in my head if I didn't get out of bed and do something in the morning, right? I couldn't just sit. I struggled with depression, but I never sat in my bed for weeks, but I could have very easily done that if I hadn't had...
Sounds like you kind of tuned into other things instead.
Yeah.
Like yoga and everything.
Yeah,
like
yeah. So I was at least participating in life, right? I just kind of, it was misguided,
misdirected. You
were on
the active search for fulfillment.
Correct. Yeah, that's a beautiful way to put it, Grace. I'm going to use that now.
Yeah,
I was on the active search for fulfillment. And yeah, I just kind of woke up. I decided to go back to school to get my master's degree in public policy. So that kind of answers the second part of your question. And now I am a freelance writer. I write, I'm a health reporter for the Epic Times, but then I also write, as you know, some op-ed pieces. I've written for the American Spectator. I've written for The Blaze, The New York Sun.
And people can find this full story at, The Epic Times?
The Epic Times, called Why I Left the Left.
Yes.
And then there was another kind of near and dear to my heart piece that I wrote called Save the Tomboys, How Liberal Sexual Ideology is Erasing Women. Because as a woman athlete, I play tennis, I was a dancer, I'm just shocked by how women are not standing up to this. Like, how do you not see that this is a problem? I know, they should. And so-called feminist, right?
Yeah.
So, I, you know, all of these things, all these hypocrisies have slowly been coming to light, and I just, it's nice to be back in reality. It's nice to be amongst the living again and not hiding out in some spiritual practice, or I call my spiritual cave, which I was really in for a decade.
Yeah, in the light rather than the darkness.
Yeah. Here's the dangerous thing, though, because the progressive ideology will say that they are the light, right? They are the truth. They are the party of truth and compassion and kindness
party
and generosity.
My truth and my compassion.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Very subjective truth and not the truth. So, and I use that. I mean, it's down to the words like that you use. I use those words all the time. The patriarchy. I mean, I keep things up of what I used to write about or video about, because it reminds me, and I was like, wow, I was really brainwashed. I mean, I use that my truth all the time. Like I said, the patriarchy, the goddess, like the whole thing. What I would say to people that are like you described, they're in the left, but maybe they know something's not quite right. There's a false logic or a lack of logic. Listen to that. Listen to that voice. Don't let them persuade you that you're a bad person, that you're, you know, not a good, like that. We saw that during COVID. How could you, you're a grandma killer. I'm like, I'm not killing grandmas.
Yes.
You know, you have to have the self-confidence and belief, especially if you're a Christian, you have to have that belief in yourself. And that's one thing Jesus gave me, was the, my confidence back and my, you know, the left is always talking about, particularly women in the left, like empowerment, female empowerment, that does not come from, you know, other people in an ideology. That comes from God, and that comes from knowing who you are and your purpose in life. So don't question those little doubts that you have in your mind. Don't question them and follow where they lead you.
Lastly, any thoughts on CPAC, what your experience has been, just the event in general?
Like I told a friend of mine in a text today, I'm just here for the drama. It's fun. You know, it's what I do find, it's, we're kind of talking in a vacuum here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, I went on and I saw some of the reactions to Tulsi Gabbard, you know, like, she's a Democrat. Well, first of all, she's not. She denounced the party. And second of all, why don't you think people can change? And why don't you think people...
It should be our goal and mission. It's a great thing if
someone
wants to come here.
Exactly. Be welcoming. And all this suspicion and everybody's an enemy. And I'm like, I don't know. That to me is when Jesus says, love your neighbor. When someone shows a true interest in what you're doing, or has a curiosity, develop that curiosity. Let them come to you. Let them be open.
And be anchored on the mission, right? The values of why we're here in the first place, not the politics of it.
Right, right. So... it's been interesting to see that kind of a little bit of a split in this crowd. We get nowhere when we're not open to people and open to experiencing all different types of people who want to be in this party, and all different types of people you know, and there is a swamp and we can stand against that, but you know, you have to be willing to talk to people.
Yeah, no, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Grace.
It is important that conservatives are welcoming and open to their peers who may be on the left, who may be questioning things, or may be open to considering conservative values, especially since many don't hear them in the mainstream culture. So it's important for conservatives and Christians to be standing firm and standing strong in the truth and to not be afraid to express their views to people around them in their communities, especially as this election comes up, because the future of America is really in our hands. As Reagan said, it's our responsibility. It's the last stand of freedom, right? So it's really important that we stand up for the values that have made America great and that will make America great going forward.
For more information on the Institute for Faith and Freedom, visit faithandfreedom.com.